This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had Janice Min on the program the other day talking about the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Min used to run The Hollywood Reporter, and she pointed out how so many people knew what was going on, and yet they did nothing. The same thing has happened in the other cases that have become public in the 10 days since the Weinstein story broke. People just standing by instead of doing something when they see something going on that's not okay. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has a lesson from Psychology 101 now on the bystander effect and its relevance for businesses today.
Kitty Genovese was brutally murdered in New York, 1964. The New York Times ran a front-page article with this shocking first line.
For more than a half an hour, 38 respectable, law-abiding citizens in Queens watched a killer stalk and stab a woman in three separate attacks in Kew Gardens.
That attack became a symbol of collective apathy, of people looking the other way instead of helping out. In 1994, President Bill Clinton, at a public safety speech, recounted Kitty's murder.
A call to the police would have brought a patrol car in 2 minutes. But as one man told investigators, I don't want to get involved.
The details of some of those original reports, the number of bystanders, their response, and lack of response have been called into question. But Kitty's death opened up an area of research by psychologists that's just as relevant today, known as the bystander effect.
When we see problematic things that are happening, we often take the role of bystander. We don't intervene.
Dr. Keltner is a psychology professor at UC Berkeley. He says multiple studies out there show that when a group of people sees something bad happening, individuals are less likely to help out. Part of the explanation is what psychologists call diffusion of responsibility.
We assume other people intervene, and then we pull back from our more nobler tendencies.
There's something else. If I see nobody acting, I think that maybe I'm misunderstanding what's going on. And I sit on my hands, which brings us to the Harvey Weinstein allegations. The open secret of his alleged harassment wasn't just shared in hushed whispers over drinks at the Beverly Hills Hotel Polo Lounge. Weinstein's aggressions were written into the TV show 30 Rock.
I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
Seth MacFarlane joked about Weinstein, announcing the nominees for the Oscars 2013 Best Supporting Actress category.
Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
That joking, laughing.
You're normalizing it. You're saying it's okay. You're complicit.
Stephanie Johnson is a professor at the Leeds School of Business at the University of Colorado Boulder.
Everyone knew this was going on, but because no one would say anything and everyone knows everyone else knows, you shouldn't say anything. So it's just the bystander effect at play.
Harassment isn't isolated to Hollywood and the media. According to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, almost a third of the 90,000 workplace charges they received in 2015 involved harassment. So how do you take the insight about the bystander effect and apply it? Johnson says one answer is bystander intervention training, basically teaching bystanders to do something.
Part of the problem with the bystander effect is you don't know if you should step in, but you also don't know how to step in.
Last year, the EEOC released a study of workplace harassment and recommended employers add bystander intervention training. Paula Arrowsmith-Jones is with the North Coast Rape Crisis Team, which is a nonprofit in California that does office training on harassment prevention. She says the bystander piece is still a pretty new idea.
I haven't really had employers asking specifically for bystander intervention training.
But she says her team has started incorporating it. They teach strategies like creating a distraction.
I might go up and interrupt what's happening without naming it specifically, but more like making an excuse to get the person in danger away from the person who's causing the harm.
Joan says feeling empowered to step in.
It's rarely about knowing the perfect solution or the perfect words. It's more about being willing to see it as a shared responsibility.
A sense of responsibility that could help stop serial harassers. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.